Good morning, good people. It is 3rd July 2020. We celebrate the feast of St. Thomas the Apostle. The readings are from Ephesians chapter 2 verses 19 to 22 and the Gospel from John chapter 20 verses 24 to 29. An apostle so dear to our heart and life. He is an unquenchable flame of our faith from the childhood for many of us, like St. Francis Xavier. Even though he was a bit argumentative, aggressive, skeptic, yet loyal and brave to speak his mind, he tapped out the person of Jesus by his timely interventions. The personal statements of Jesus were brought out by the Apostle St. Thomas' quest for truth, or, "I am the way, the truth and life. Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed, and do not be unbelieving but believe," eventually led him to spell his own confession of faith in Jesus, "My Lord and my God." His contributions in spreading the good news and bringing the people closer to the Lord from the state of Kerala is remarkable. He was killed in 72 AD near Chennai on a small hill named after him as St. Thomas Mount. The saint was gifted to perceive beyond seeing. In encountering the risen Lord, he saw God. Deep faith emerges out of the series of quest and self-examination. We all have something to learn from St. Thomas. Maybe his simplicity, dedication, commitment to the end, going an extra mile for the Lord, to believe like him, faith and total surrender. The first reading is a reminder for all of us who are the children of God and the members of the mystical body of Christ built on the foundations of the apostles in which St. Thomas is part of. The responsorial verse acclaims, "Go out to all the world and tell the good news." Mark chapter 16 verse 15. Although you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe him and rejoice with him, an indescribable glorious joy, for you are receiving the outcome of your faith, the salvation of your souls. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 8. To grow in right and deep relationship with Jesus, we need to move out of unbelief to belief like St. Thomas. Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed. John chapter 20 verse 29. Being slow to believe, like Thomas, can also lead us to sainthood when we are constantly attempting to reach the truth through personal encounter with the risen Lord Jesus. The total surrender of St. Thomas needs to be our attitude in responding to Jesus by loving and reaching out to those who have the difficulty in believing and following the Lord. May you have a good day. God bless you.